Hello.
Hey, squirrel friend.
I love how
What's
that's
up?
like what they say for the Canadian queens. Like on RuPaul's Drag Race Canada,
Do
they
they
have
say
like this.
squirrel friends?
Oh yeah, they say like, Milo, get down.
They say
Get
that?
no.
Wow.
Super specific to their audience, right? No, they say they have like their squirrel friend for the season, and it's like they're like straight friend that's a girl
Oh
that they put on
Well,
to
did you
like
know this blew my mind because I recently found this out a few months ago. I always thought, like, I mean, for years that it's a play on girlfriends, like squirrel
yeah
friends, girlfriends. It's not. Do you know what RuPaul said this? And I guess looking at it now with present day could look at as a little problematic, but the reason that squirrel friends thing was coined is if it's like, assigned male doing drag and you tuck, you have nuts. You tuck your nuts. So squirrel friends is because you pull your nuts back and you hide them like for the Yeah, I was like for the longest I just thought it was like girlfriends, like hey squirrel friends, but no, it's like a
Yeah.
tuck. It's a tucking joke.
Wow, the more I wish you could flash like the more you know star across
Seriously,
like everyone's minds right
I
now.
just found that out a few months ago,
Oh my
literally.
God. What brought
Yeah.
that about?
I don't know if it was on Twitter. Rue said it somewhere. I don't know if it was Twitter or something, but I was
Huh.
just like, oh, I still, I mean, I still associate it, I feel like, with girlfriends because it's just like a funny squirrel friends,
Yeah, I love
girlfriends.
girlfriends.
Right? So how's it going? How's your weekend?
It's good. I got my first shot of my vaccine
Yeah,
yesterday. So
you did.
I'm still a little sleepy, not gonna lie. But I mean, it was really cool. It was a were you the words.
Me
New
earlier.
York, right? New York is a FEMA site right now for like New York State, so like FEMA's doing it for us, which thank goodness because someone needed to get this shit in order.
Is that where like the National Guard people were giving the vaccines?
Yeah, exactly. I had National Guard give mine, and my people
Nice.
were from Texas,
Cool,
and
cool.
they were from all over the place. But yeah, so it was like weird. They had these like tents and stuff, and everyone just like they. I don't know. It was just such a great atmosphere. All of them were in such a good mood. They were smiling. They were like putting everyone at ease. They were really trying to make sure that like everyone was okay. And it was just so
Nice.
not what I expected, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so nice. So it was really quick. Like our appointments were 11:15. We got there at like 11:40, and by the time we were no 11:45, and by the time we were done parking, getting the shots and everything, we were like in the car. By like 11:15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got in. They didn't even ask for like my proof of eligibility. But then they like filtered us through these little lines. They opened up like this big area. There are all these little like spots around, like these little like cubicles. You could fit two people at a time with distance. And so they pulled me over, sat me down, I started chatting with them. And then yeah, they like filled out the stuff. They're like, "Are you Stacey Fleming?" Had me verify some information, and then they're like, "Which arm do you want it in?" I was like, "Left arm. Let's go." And then they
Nice.
had us sit and wait for the 15 minutes. So
Yeah.
what they did is they had like all these chairs in the center of like the area we were in. They were all distance apart, and they gave you like this little slip of paper that was like, "When it hits this time, you're good to go.
Oh, nice.
But
Yeah.
just like go sit in the center area, wait for a little bit." And then they're like, when it hits a time, like you're good to walk out the exit. It was like so well run. Like everyone knew what they needed to be doing. It put me so at ease. And David and I afterwards were like, can't believe first one done. They already scheduled our
Yeah.
second one for March 20th.
Hell
But yeah, super grateful we were able to get it. And
yeah.
I still have a headache. I had a headache
Oh
yesterday, and I was, you know me, I'm not a napper.
no. No,
I was
not
so
at all.
close to zonking out multiple times yesterday.
Why didn't you? You just
I
want to
don't
push through
know.
it,
No, it
or?
just it didn't end up like I was like curled up and I was like, oh, this is relaxing enough. It feels like I'm asleep without being asleep. You
Yeah, I
know,
get that.
that vibe. But yeah, I just like laid in my bed pretty much all day, and then I had a massive headache, and I was like, fuck it, I'm getting B-dubs.
Oh, nice. Treat
So yeah,
yourself.
I got some B-dubs yesterday, and I just literally laid in bed. I was so sleepy. I was like in and out. I was like zoning in, zoning out, watching TV and all that. But yeah, I'm so glad.
Is the
So,
B-dubs gun?
oh my God, B-dubs is amazing. So good.
Was it delivered, or did you have to
Oh, delivery, baby.
it
I ate that whole chili queso myself and 10 boneless with fries and ranch. Didn't even care.
Nice,
Didn't even
good.
care. But yeah.
Do you like shot? Oh, no one like shots, but like, do you mind getting just give you anxiety to just get a shot in general?
Shot, no, not anymore.
I mean, neither. I don't care. Just a little
Yeah.
prick, then it's over. Just like my
Yeah.
ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Okay. Good.
Huh.
Good. I'm glad you're
We'll
feeling
unpack that on a
well.
later episode.
That's another episode we'll dive into. Good. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm sure it puts your mind a little more at ease if you have to like go out or
Oh yeah, I
do
mean
whatever.
I gotta travel for work next week. Not
Right.
next week, the following week after
For the
that,
top secret shooting, right?
yeah. Yes.
Super secret.
But I've got that to do and stuff, so it'll
Yeah.
make me feel a little bit better going into that. But I will be complete, and then my 10 days afterwards that I have to wait, I'll be completely inoculated by like beginning of April.
Right?
So
And then summer will be here before you know it. I
exactly.
know.
So
I know. Good.
yeah. So
Good.
a little sleepy, but we're getting through. I also haven't had coffee today because I actually worked out this morning and I like did
Oh,
some
look at
yoga. I
you.
was doing yesterday. So
Gotta
yeah.
burn off the B-dubs.
Literally,
Burn off the B-dubs.
I had a protein, like I had some protein and then like my protein banana bread that I made, and that's all I've had today. I was
That
like,
sounds good.
oh, it was so good. But
No.
I think we've got some stuff to, I think like we got some stuff to chat about. I think we got
Yeah.
some
Yeah. We
recaps
got
to
a
do.
review for all y'all. And as we get into our main topic, all I'm going to say is, Two Hoots and a Holler fans, start your engines.
And may the best stack wrap win.
Did you lift your arm? If you didn't, we have to do it again. No, just kidding.
Can't. I love
You're like, I
that it's
can't raise it. I
a
can't raise it.
shot
I can't.
arm.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we figured instead of like cramming all of our reviews at like the end of our episodes, like we're just gonna do a little cumulative.
Cumulative.
Thank you. One, recapping the last few episodes and just checking
Yeah.
in with our girls. So we last left off, we did the bag ball episode where Lala Ri had the most infamously bad dress in like the runway
Girl,
history.
you could have cut it in half.
You
You
could have
could have
done
cut
so,
them in
you could have
half.
taped them all together like that and then like cut like a design like on the edges to shape or something.
Anything.
But you leave it a fucking bag. Come on. So that was really rough. And then the next episode following that, we have a disco episode,
Yes.
Discomentary.
And so the mini challenge, they had to make a dress out of wallpaper.
Yeah. And then like stand up against the same wallpaper.
Something like that. It was
It
chaotic.
really was like. It's so funny like watching them like they're only like 5 or 6 minutes like the mini challenges but on like the pods I listen to and stuff they're like it takes hours like just to film the mini challenge.
Really?
Yes, like there's so much that goes into it because like they say like Rue like says all the rules and stuff and then they get like detailed like instructions like of the rules
Oh,
after and then
shit.
there's like camera they say resetting cameras because there's so many in the workroom it can take like 20 minutes just to reset like six or seven huge cameras. I know. So it's I think about that now. Like it's such like a little part of the episode, but like I forgot who I was listening to who said it. They were like, honestly, it takes hours just to do the mini challenge. Like you are scratching the surface with what you see.
Wow. The
Yeah.
more you know.
The more you, this is a fun fact, recap episode.
It is. It is.
Who won? Elliot and
Elliot and Tamisha.
Yeah, and they kind of did like a Tiger King, like parody,
something like that.
Right.
And then, why is Ru picking all of the teams this? Why is Ru picking all the teams this season?
I don't know. To mix it up more, maybe. I don't know.
Like, are you finding it weird? Because the fact that Ru is assigning everyone, I'm like, this was a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff is preconceived on reality television, unfortunately. Yeah, but right. Yeah, there has to be. Oh,
speaking of another, did you know? Speaking of another, did you know that I didn't even realize this, but there were some seasons where the hotel people fucked up and the girl that was going to be eliminated would get a checkout form slid underneath her door of the hotel before they filmed it. Supposedly it happened to like Ben de la Creme. And that's why like she like knew she was going to go home. So she was like, it is what it is. And that's why she like bowed out so gracefully at that point on her original season.
Interesting. Because
she got like a receipt for her hotel stay underneath her door on the day of the episode. So she was like, no matter what I do, I'm still going to go home.
Wow. I'm surprised they let that slip so easily.
I know. I guess it happened for like a few girls and they fucked up. And yeah, I was like, you what?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't. That would destroy your morale for the day. Right? like, what's the point? Ru's like, pack your bag, kids. Okay.
Yeah, literally, before you even get there. She's like, who are you again?
And then you get eliminated, and she's like, no, really, who are you?
Who really are you?
Right.
Make sure to check out on your way out. But yeah, so then they did like Ru broke the girls up into their teams, which were the same teams from the challenge. And then they got, were doing this disco and they got broken down into like different parts of disco and it was like a dance documentary.
I had higher hopes for it.
I did too. So like we're gonna talk about the Rusical soon, but like I'm not too blown away with like the large group challenges thus far.
No, me neither. And I know like obviously structuring these challenges were probably a lot harder with COVID and everything, but like still, maybe it should have been better, if anything, like better lyrics, right? And shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know.
I didn't like how they set it up, the disco, because I know, like, they kept saying disco-mentary, but, like, it was Ru's voice, like, spliced in and giving, like, the history of disco and stuff, with just these, like, in-between scenes of, like, the girls, like, dancing for, like, 30 seconds, and then they would, like, do another documentary thing and then go back. I was like, oh, and no one even like, I mean, I haven't watched that one in probably a couple of weeks, but like no one like mind-blowingly stood out.
Nope.
For me. Nope.
Not at all. It felt like a filler episode.
It did. It really, and like none of the routines, because they were like, oh, Denali and Rosé, like they're the dancers. It's gonna be the best fucking thing you've ever fucking seen. And then it was like, okay.
It was very low stakes.
It was. Because do you think, like, coming from the dancing world, like, especially being in this, like, reality competition, were they probably, like, more in their heads on, like, the counts and the moves opposed to just, like, giving into, like, the performance and having, like, the fun with it?
Are you talking just Rosé and Denali or, like, everyone?
I meant Rosé and Denali, but if you want to branch it out to someone else, yeah.
I mean, it just, like, I don't know. There was something off about it. I don't know if they were in their head, like, thinking of counts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also it was, like, because who choreographed it again?
It wasn't... Jamal Sims.
Yeah. I think the choreographer didn't do them a service. Like, didn't choreograph for them, just, like, threw choreography at them that didn't...
Yeah.
That didn't mesh well with who they were as dancers, you know?
Yeah, it was a total disconnect. Yeah,
there was a major disconnect. And then it was, like, ugh. I don't know. Just didn't feel.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't feel it.
No, same. So in the end of the episode, Olivia won, which was, I maybe just have to rewatch that dancing part or something, because like no one, like I'm sure Olivia was probably like the most like natural and like having fun and the big hair and bopping around during it. So Olivia Lux won.
Yeah, Olivia won, and I think also, too, because wasn't she paired with Utica?
Yeah, and Utica wasn't like the best at it, but like got through.
So I think it also helped like push her into the limelight a little bit more with
Yeah.
Utica not being the strongest dancer. And then they see Olivia. Plus, I have to give it to him though. She looked like Disco. Like she
Yes.
had the hair, the dress, and everything. But
Embodied
I
it a
feel
little more.
like,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
100%. I just feel like you won an episode that like wasn't that remarkable or
No,
that
memorable. Like, I'm not gonna,
challenging.
yeah, I won't leave
Exactly.
this season being like, God, that fucking Disco-mentary episode, dude. Top
Right.
tier. But the one thing I will mention from the runway I wrote down when I jumped through the episodes really quick, this episode is the one that had Utica's earring dress runway, which is up for debate.
Oh.
This is a debate in the drag queen world. I fucking loved it. I think you loved it.
I thought it was the most clever
It
artist,
is.
artistic,
If
like.
anyone just if anyone doesn't watch it, Utica like mimed her outfit off this like earring she found like years ago, like this little like woman. I don't know. You know, it was like a
It's like a
woman.
little, yeah, it's like a little like person made of like wood, and they were like pretty long, but
Utica's
she
tall.
literally, yeah, she literally took that earring and then made an entire outfit for it, and it looked exactly like it.
Just like
And
it.
didn't Michelle like say, "Why is your face gold?"
Yeah, Michelle was pissy about it, and Utica was like, "Oh, it's after my earrings." And Michelle's like, "Well, I can't see it. And if you have to explain it, like, you suck." I'm like, "Oh my God."
Vendetta against Utica Queen,
It's
in all
strong, which
honesty.
sometimes if they do that, I mean, I know Utica hasn't been 100% strong in every challenge, but when they do shit on them a little bit, I hope like she makes, I still think she'll be top three. That's just me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
But
yeah, yeah, yeah,
we'll
yeah.
see.
So then this was the iconic, though, where the editors did their thing and they put the bottom two queens as the queens who just got in that huge
Huge
fight,
fight.
Candy and
Yep,
Amon.
huge fight the week before. It even continued into the beginning of this episode. It was that big. And of course, the bottom two is Candy Muse and Tamisha. And we all know Cece hates Candy. So I know you were excited, hopefully, that she would go home.
I was so
In the
excited.
end, Tamisha Iman lost. We love her. We stan her. I think it was maybe a little too early. Maybe I just want a couple more episodes with her, you know?
I wanted a couple more with her. I didn't think she was going to make it too far to begin with, though.
Right. Yeah. But her name's out there. We got a good
Yeah.
backstory, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing I
Yeah.
respect at the end, like Candy and Tamisha like hugged and they were like, I love fucking love you. And you know, it's all, you know,
It's all for
under the
TV.
bridge. Yeah, right. So
That was that
yeah,
episode.
and now we transition into Bossy Rossi After Dark.
Oh, yeah. The talk show with Mr. Ross
Yeah.
Matthews. It's like the Jerry Springer style talk
Yeah.
show mixed with a little bit of Watch What Happens Live.
Exactly. Very good analogy.
Thank you.
And it starts off the mini challenge is the reading challenge. The library is open, darlings.
The library is open because reading is what?
Fundamental. Oh, I for
Fundamental.
this is just a quick line. I just forgot to stick into the disco episode. My favorite like ongoing joke is like none of the queens knew like any disco references that RuPaul was making. And then
Right.
and RuPaul said a line, like a RuPaul joke or a disco joke, and they all laughed. And then RuPaul was like, but who is that person really? And they were like, oh, like they didn't know, none of them.
Right, like Rue is not playing games this season. Rue is dragging them for
I
filth in person and
know.
not holding back,
It's
and I
funny.
love
I
it.
know. I agree. Okay, so Bossy Rossi, they did the reading challenge, and I'm once again I'm trying to think.
Got Mick one, I think.
Yeah, it was Gottmik the one who was like, "Candy, you eat a lot of it," or something.
Probably. It sounds like something Candy would. It
Right.
sounds like something Gottmik would say.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't really, it was fine. Nothing like too crazy memorable from it.
Except that Elliot tanked.
Oh, Ellie, like that was just, they didn't have to
It
put any
was.
awkward music under that or anything. It was just like hard to watch.
It was.
And then she'd
Even Rue like
laugh.
said something
She'd be
shady.
like, ha, 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 ha. And they're like, no. not feeling it.
There was a TikTok, speaking of Elliot, that was like, what's something that's gay but homophobic at the same time?
Was it Elliot with two T's? Something but
Elliot with two T's.
Oh, Mike, yeah. Yeah, it adds up. Checks out.
So they did the reading challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Mm-hmm. And they split up into the groups, which... Did they decide these ones? I can't remember.
Rue decided again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like very... Rue has been picking every single group so far. They haven't had a chance to pick on their own yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like a COVID thing because they're spending time with each other and they want to reduce... Like, they want to keep certain people with certain people.
No,
I don't
in
know,
the documentary, like... they were all, like, in the same bubble. Like, they were just, like, to be able to be in the same room and hug everyone. It was, like, our own little paradise, like they said, because they could, like, be around those people. But I thought stuff like that, too. Like, especially with the lip syncs in the beginning.
Right? So, I don't know.
Okay, so they split up into groups. The first ones who went, it was Lala, Denali, and Rosé. And they did, like, a pregnant with my invisible boyfriend thing. And they were both pregnant. And then Lala Ree came on. She kind of, like, flopped a little bit. But with editing and shit, like, it's hard sometimes to trust those.
It is.
You know?
It is. But I think that one was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good.
They were good.
Next one, it was the Utica, Mick, and Olivia, where Olivia was the mime, Utica was the mom, and Mick was the therapist.
Where Olivia was like, no, I will be the mime, even though Utica was like, I want to be the mime.
Exactly.
And then Utica gave up too early.
Yeah, she
Utica
did.
Utica gave up too early.
And then didn't really, and then Utica was the one who was like, I've been doing improv like forever, blah, 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 and then like didn't do that strong. Like,
no.
I know, I was upset about that.
Can we also just talk about how Tina always talks about how there's a diva under Olivia's facade? Like, Olivia seems so fake to me. Like, she's truly a shady bitch underneath. But like,
yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm the more I get to know her, the more and more I'm like, girl, I'm not a fan of you. You're like
Olivia,
you're like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah.
I think the same thing. Like, I put Olivia's going home around like this time on my list. And like, I feel like she's going to go a little bit further. And like, nothing she's done has like been like, oh my god, I stan Olivia Lux so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you scraped by in the disco episode because no one else did that good, and then you got like a character role that you could like ham up in the Bossy Rossi one, and then Olivia wins again. Yeah. Sorry for the spoiler, but Olivia wins the Bossy Rossi episode.
which
from what, just acting like a mime.
Yeah, and I mean,
I'm not trying to sound
it was, like,
mean.
Funny.
Like, I mean,
it was funny how she did some of it, but at the same time, like, it wasn't revolutionary.
Exactly. Yeah. So she ends up winning. Simone and Candy did like they used to be like a singing group or something who broke up, and Candy played it more low key. What did she say to Ross? She's like, "Oh, Ross, you bitch," or something. Like, I thought that was kind of funny, but they were fine.
Yeah, they were fine. Simone killed it. Candy was okay. And then Candy, like, made it into the top, and they were giving her so much praise. I was like, she wasn't that good. I'm sorry.
Well, no, the reason she got praised is because the week before, they were like, you need to, like, tone things down. And so she played that as, like, a more mellow, like, valley girl. And they were like, oh, my God, you took a direction. Yay, good job. Stop.
I just can't.
Yeah, we'll get into that in the next episode. So, who was the bottom two?
Well, wasn't the last group Tina?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Tina Burner. It was fine. Like, it was nothing. Like,
it was like, I don't know, I'm just very underwhelmed with this.
In the beginning, I feel like we're like, yeah, everyone's strong. This is going to be fucking, like, you know? And, like, now I'm just like, there's, like, good parts and there's bad parts. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and so long story short, it's like, I think the concept was funny, but it's just like, and I think when we get into the next episode, it like comes full force. It's like, these girls are talented, but like the stuff, like for instance, I don't know. It's like, if they would have done the same exact Bossy Rossi with like last season, I don't know if it would have been any different. I don't know if it's like we've seen the same stuff so much now with the show being in 13 seasons right. that it's like hard for them to come up with stuff that's going to be super unique and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. But like I don't know. The
formula is getting a little stale.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's like the queens or if it's the like formula.
Well, they're doing something right because I think I mentioned to you before, like the season 13 premiere. The season was the highest watched live episode of Drag Race in history.
Oh shit!
So I'm sure they're getting brand new fans every day. You know?
Yeah, I mean it's not going it's not. Anywhere.
Maybe if, it's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they'll do, like, little changes. But at the end of that one... Oh, this was the bead runway, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Denali comes out looking like a fucking lamp.
And Denali was like, I had the best outfit on that fucking runway. I'm like, okay.
She's like, I love lamps. Okay. Ever since I was a kid, I was obsessed with lamps. It's like, girl.
All right. You're a lamp.
They ain't got much up in Alaska. You're a lamp.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Like, when I was a kid, I just fucking loved lamps. I just love lamps. So, I was worried Utica was going to be in trouble, but luckily, Utica was in the bottom, but she wasn't in the bottom, too.
Yeah, and then main winner, Livia, again. And then who went home?
Lalari.
Yes, it was Lala and Elliot with two T's. And Elliot
did a pretty good job for the lip sync.
Elliot crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good ass lip sync. It was a good lip sync. Like, I was like, holy shit, this is a good lip sync.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. And Elliot was in like that. It was like a great Gatsby, like a cocktail dress.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like that.
All right, now the episode of all contention.
I know. For me. We the unauthorized rusical, y'all. We're just like silent. we just both took a beat. Like we just had to this was like our episode. You know what I mean? Like this is like we were leading up to this. So each season, or especially the last, like, it started at, like, season, like, six, probably, when they did, like, the Black Swan thing with Adore and Courtney Act. But they usually do a rusical episode and break up into groups and assign a role. And some of them, be, like, lip sync to, like, other people singing? Like, they did that for, like, the Trump rusical and, like, a couple different ones. And this one, though, they recorded the vocals live. So we got to see singing chops and Rosé, or lack thereof, and Rosé was like, this is my episode, like this is what I fucking came here to do. I was like, okay Rachel,
which for
Berry.
Those of you right, for those of you who like are a fan of Drag Race, also like how bittersweet is it that like this came up and Rosé being best friends with Jan, and Jan really wanted to win the Madonna one and didn't, and it sent him down this roller coaster. So I was like, oh my god, if Rosé doesn't fucking nail this, it'll be this
same energy.
Same thing. But so as the thing about the musical, it was like all about social media, which interesting. And I get it, like this day and age, everyone's on social media, especially now, pandemic, like that's all you can do to talk to people. But when they were picking roles, let's just talk about this for a second.
For the first time in history.
for the first time in history, there was an audition for the roles. And let's just say everyone's divvying up roles and Utica's like, no, I want Lady Tweets. I'm going to take it. And Denali goes, I think Lady Tweets would be good for me. And I'm leaning towards that. And Utica was like, I just picked it.
Right. Like, yeah.
Did you not just hear me?
Yeah,
I
think that was that right after. It was after because Denali and Rosé both wanted like the Foxy role, and everyone was like, "We'll audition for it," because neither of them were budging. So everyone voted Rosé. Rosé won, and then that
Tina voted for Denali just to piss her off.
Like laughed about it. But then that's when, so Denali lost getting Foxy, and she was like, fine, I'll just be Lady Tweets then. And Utica's like, no, I already fucking said that 20 minutes ago. And she stood up for it because she didn't want a fucking repeat of the mind debacle.
Yes.
I'm proud of her.
I know. So, like, basically all of them were different forms of social media. One was Facebook, one was Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And then there was, like, the Russian twins, which in the beginning you didn't know what the Russian twins were when they were divvying up roles. All got mixed up. It was like, I'll get on some Russian twin action. And that's all you got. So it was kind of like a shocker for it. But my man Jamal came. And
well, they met with Anne Hathaway
so
first.
Great. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They met with Anne Hathaway.
Which, actually, do you know she prefers to be called Annie Hathaway?
Yeah, I think I read that.
She said, like, growing up, her name was always Annie. And then when she got into business and stuff, she goes by Anne. So when people in public say Anne Hathaway, she feels like she's a kid and she's in trouble, like, by her mom. Because she was always, like, Annie. So she, like, with her family and friends and stuff, she goes by Annie.
Oh, I love
I know.
That.
It's cute.
So Annie Hathaway.
You're like, we're pals. So good old Annie.
We are.
Yeah. Friends. She gave great advice.
She really did. She really did. I was listening and I was like, let me take some notes.
I want a fucking master class.
Right?
Annie Hathaway.
And then after they did the meet with Annie, then they went into recording.
Yes. And, you know, classic. Some were good, some were not. Some set you up to think they were going to be worse than they were. Simone was fucking horrible, unfortunately.
Simone was so bad, unfortunately.
My name's Simone, and I'm here for the threat.
I'm here for the show.
So, yeah.
It was bad.
And then the performance, it was like fucking like 12 minutes.
It really was. And honestly, okay, so you had no idea because they also did the choreography piece with Jamal, and I fucking love Jamal.
Yes,
so great.
He's great.
So you got like insight to it a little bit, but this was a production. Yeah. I think it might have been the longest
it
musical
was really long.
That they've done yet. And it was like a stories interweaving, like Rosé's character came back
multiple times.
It was like a full on like show.
Yeah,
show.
And it was like each song kind of was like a parody of like a popular musical. So Tina Burner was like the MC, like cabaret, like narrating it.
Mm-hmm.
And like she basically did what she had to do. Like she stepped on her mark when she had to, but it wasn't anything like carrying the show, mind blowing. That's my opinion.
And then 100% agreed. It was just A to B. And then the only other people who really like stood out, obviously, was Rosé. Mm-hmm. Great job. Amazing.
Vocals,
I was so a fan of it. Full Broadway, regardless of what anyone else was doing. Like, just super big fan. And great vocals, everything. And then the Russians, which Denali didn't want that part, but next thing you know, ends up crushing it with
Gottmik.
And it's like steals the show. Candy Muse was mess. I'm just kidding.
I'm a professor.
She was a mess. I had no idea what she was saying. This is now the second time she got up there and didn't know her lyrics to her own verse. And on top of it, she looked a mess.
She's LinkedIn.
You were supposed to be LinkedIn in the most professional with like a little bit of like sleuté in there too. I was so mad. I was like, that's what you're giving us? Season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race and you've made it this far? This is why I'm not a fan of her. This is why I don't like her.
I know.
Anyways.
You're like, I'm not like bitter or anything, but
thanks for coming to my
seriously
TikTok.
And then Simone was like right around the same time as Candy, and like her vocals were so horrible, which people are kind of upset about online, which I agree with. They auto-tuned the shit out of Candy's, like auto-tuned the house boots down. Simone, they like didn't even touch her verse when they obviously had the technology to like easily do that. It's like they purposely didn't for some reason.
Yeah, they had to. It was all about the drama, remember? Like, the editors have to make it what it is. And unfortunately, Simone like succumbed to it because they saw an insecurity and they just like exploited it. She was nervous about it. And they said, here you go.
Yep. My standout favorites were Utica, because I love Patter, I love Utica, and then I also loved Elliot's. Like, I was a really big fan of Elliot's part. Like, I don't know why. I just think it was fun and just, I don't know.
Yet the person who, like, refuses to get on TikTok loves the TikTok
That's
section.
toxic. Elliot's name was toxic. No, I know.
It was really good. Like, strong choice paid off.
I mean, and she was safe in the end, which is fine, I guess, but
yeah. So the safe queens were only three of them. Olivia,
Utica, and Elliot.
And yep. And then bottom was Tina Burnter.
Mm-hmm. Candy and Simone.
Candy and Simone.
And then winner.
Top was the Russians.
Yeah. And Rosé. The Rose. Winner is Rosé.
Yeah. About time. Finally, a fucking musical theater queen wins the musical theater challenge.
I know, thankfully. So well deserved. Tina was sweating a little. I think Tina thought it was possible that she would be in the bottom.
She, yes.
But.
And I know you don't watch Untucked, but I watched it this time. No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was more good than any of the other ones, I would say, but, like, another thing I don't like about Candy was just exposure. She makes it all about herself all the time. So, like, they're sitting there, and it was the bottom three queens, and it's Simone. And this is the first time that they're all nervous because all three of them were winners from the first challenge.
Oh.
So they were, like, regardless of it, they're, like, another person from the winning category is going home because La La Ree was the first one of the winners to go home. And then they're, like, now for sure, one of us is going home. Because they still have this weird hatred for the other group for some reason. But then Candy is sitting there with Simone and Tina, and they're just like, listen, it's not like any of us were bad. It was just like everyone else. It's like, how did they say it? It was not like we sucked, but it was just we weren't the best. And that's the point we are in the competition where if you're not the best, you're threatened to go home. I'm like, no, y'all suck. Y'all suck, Candy Muse. Like, you did, like, stop fucking, don't play.
I know.
Stop.
It was rough to watch.
Perception is reality, sis, and you need to go home. And so then it ends up being
Simone, you're about to read this. Just anger. I can already hear it in your voice.
I feel it.
Candy and Simone lip sync. And then we just wrapped that up for me really quick.
And that's it. Episode's over.
No further comments.
So they're going at it, and Simone gets to stay, and I was
excited. Stacey's gonna be so happy.
I was like, finally. And then as Candy gets her speech, all of this stuff starts walking away. Rue says, "Wait, I'm not ready for you to go."
And it's a double fucking save. What'd you say? Not deserved?
Undeserved. Yes. Undeserved. There's only one per season, and Rue wasted it on
Sometimes there's not a double season. That's why I was surprised because the season's already so long. I was like, why would they add that in?
Literally, there was no redeeming quality of her performance, her personality.
She's been in the bottom before.
Literally. Mm-hmm. I've never gone from being that ecstatic to being that
just
angry
in one.
As quickly as I did in one breath.
One breath changed everything. It was a double save. No one went home, so we still have 9 total. And we don't know if it's going to be a top 3 or a top 4. Next week is Snatch Game, which I'm excited for. Did I tell you? You didn't see the little snippet preview for it, did you? Can I tell you who Utica is?
Oh, I think you already told me.
Bob Ross. I think it's going to be funny.
It's going to be good. Who else? Were there any other ones that showed up on the promo?
I think it was Got Mick. Or maybe Denial. I think Got Mick is Paris Hilton.
Ooh.
I think those are the only two I saw.
That's good.
Yeah. And then there was, like, one little fun fact I wanted to bring up to you from the COVID special that I watched yesterday. Because they didn't do a new episode. Well, they did, but it was a COVID special, just like filming during COVID and stuff. Something that's really interesting during it, like they obviously like revamped the whole workroom. They spaced everything differently. They were all quarantined in the hotel rooms beforehand. And they also said that Rue was like quarantined too during the show and wasn't out doing stuff or obviously socializing or kikiing. So in the break room, when they have when Rue's on the other side of the table, they're saying Rue is like more interactive and playful and like fucking around with the queens and having fun because he doesn't have anyone else to talk to. So that's why. And they showed a bunch of like just like a couple minutes of unseen footage of different clips of them at the work table and Rue just fucking kikiing, laugh, this like full out conversation. Candy was like, I thought like we were about to fucking go get dinner after. Like RuPaul, we kikied with all of us for so long during. Because RuPaul.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right,
me
I'm
happy.
Sure he wants company too.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was interesting, but everything they said was basically like, yeah, that makes sense that they had to do things that way. Like it wasn't like it was just basically like counting down as things were getting worse in the beginning months of the year and what was going to happen and stuff. But they started filming July 20th last year.
Oh wow, so like right in the thick of it.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Well, good for them. I'm glad that they were able to make this happen.
Yeah, and successfully, too. I mean, there's a couple little modifications, but it's pretty much given us what it always has.
Giving it to you every week.
You just cut out there a little bit.
Oh, I said giving it
giving
to you,
it
every,
to you
week.
Every week. Well, kids, I hope you enjoyed our recap.
Of the last three episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race.
You're following along with the series and want to, you know, send us an email about how you feel or who you like. It's just texting in a different app. Per
it
Stacey.
Really is. And hey, Keith, are you still, what are you on your elimination chart? How are you doing
I
on that?
I think I have it in my notebook right here. What did I get? Like 3 out of 4, right? How many? 1, 2. Yeah, because only 4 have been eliminated. There's 9 left. And I said Kamora Hall, Joey J, Lala Ree, and I put Elliot, but Elliot's still there, and Tamisha went home instead. So I got 3 out of 4, right?
Yeah. Look at you.
So we'll see. It's fun to check in and see what happens.
Watch what happens.
So just watch what happens. Da-da-da-da-da.
And whatever happens.
I'm scamming, by the way. I'm scamming that. Didn't I tell you Warren Civic, where I did Guys and Dolls with, they're doing this like online virtual like bracket talent show? And it was like, send in the video of you singing. Yeah, we talked about the other night. I'm just going to send in a video I already have of me singing. I'm not making a new
Amazing.
One. So as soon as we hang up, I'm going to email mine in.
Amazing. I'm so proud of you. Hey, get it. Be the rosé of your
I'm submitting.
Challenge.
I have a snap of me singing the end of I Believe from Book of Mormon, like full out belting. And it's on key. Like I can hear. It's full on key. It's not like. So fuck it. I'm going to send it. Who cares?
Hey, why not? They're not going to know. Except if they listen to the podcast.
There's like a Snapchat filter that says like Happy 4th of July on it. They're like, wait a minute.
Something's
it's
amiss here.
Firework by Katy Perry. Drunk. They're like,
In Petoskey.
What's in Petoskey?
Just your usual camping trip.
Wait,
no, you don't go to Petoskey.
You were like, good old Petoskey. Your second home. Okay. Well, have a nice rest of your Sunday. For folks who don't know, we recorded this during the daytime for the first time ever.
And it might might not happen again just based on how Rocky pulled me to start.
No promises, but we'll see.
All right. Well, all I have to say is, you know what? To everyone but Candy Muse.
Yikes. Okay. We'll see. Keep in touch. Squirrel friends.